Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, July 2nd. I'm Fred Fishkin. In the tech headlines, Amazon does battle with the FTC and Lindsay Lohan goes to court over Grand Theft Auto 5. Those stories coming up. But first, T-Mobile is saying the FTC suit accusing the carrier of charging customers for bogus third-party services is unfounded and without merit. T-Mobile acknowledges some third-party services acted irresponsibly, but says it stopped billing for vendors last year and has a program to help customers get refunds. Amazon is refusing to bow to pressure from the Federal Trade Commission to make it more difficult for children to make in-app purchases on mobile devices. The FTC is arguing that Amazon needs to make notices more prominent and require passwords for all in-app purchases. In a written response to the FTC, Amazon is saying it's prepared to defend its approach in court rather than agree to new requirements that would require additional record-keeping for the next 20 years. Amazon says it already has effective parental controls and refunds unwanted purchases made by children. The actress Lindsay Lohan is taking on Take-Two Interactive in court. Lohan has filed court papers charging that Take-Two's Grand Theft Auto 5 features a character that incorporates her image, likeness, and clothing and uses a storyline similar to some of her legal troubles. Take-Two is saying it does not comment on legal matters. Worried about mobile security? There are phones on the market designed to protect your privacy with encrypted browsing, chat, email, and voice calling, but are they worthwhile? Wall Street Journal columnist Jeffrey Fowler has taken a look at a couple, the Freedom Pop and the Black Phone.
So, for example, the Black Phone, it doesn't come with an app store. So if you want to put Angry Birds or some other app on it, you have to kind of go out and get it yourself.
And there were also some issues with Freedom Pop.
It didn't really have enough controls for me over what kinds of data that my phone was handing over to apps. And it also then just used the standard Google App Store and apps for things like mapping.
Some security experts recommend just getting an iPhone and using a password to automatically encrypt the contents of the device. A new patent-sharing deal between Microsoft and Canon. With the new cross-licensing agreement, each company will have the right to license each other's patent portfolios with specific contents not disclosed. For more than a decade, Microsoft has entered into more than 1,100 similar licensing agreements in a bid to increase innovation and cut back on patent disputes, according to the company. The supermarket chain Kroger is making more of a push into internet retailing. It has announced plans to acquire Vitacost.com, an online seller of vitamins and other health-related products. The price? A healthy $280 million. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Checking stocks, the NASDAQ was little changed, declining 1 point. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 20 to a new high. GoPro had a big decline, nearly 15%. Shares made their debut last week. Amazon shares gained 46 cents. Facebook dropped almost 2%, and Microsoft was little changed. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Fred Fishkin at the Wall Street Journal.